USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Nevada Lieutenant Governor candidate Lucy Flores, who's raised sexual misconduct allegations against former Vice President Joe Biden, who's expected to announce his candidacy for the White House soon, says the incident should disqualify him from running, although Flores says that's not the only one.
I think that his response to the way in which he handled the Anita Hill hearing was completely also inappropriate and lacked empathy and, frankly, lacked accountability.
She spoke on CNN State of the Union. Biden says he never thought his behavior was considered inappropriate. Online child care marketplace Care.com dropping nearly half its nearly 100,000 daycare center listings after the Wall Street Journal finds hundreds of listings were not licensed by states as claimed, while others either didn't exist or didn't even know they were on the site. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
She says President Trump is not kidding around when he talks about closing the U.S.-Mexico border this week. Kellyanne Conway, the White House counselor, saying that it's not a bluff.
So what he's looking at is that 4,000 migrants apprehended in one day recently. We're on track this month for close to 100,000. We have never seen a surge like this.
The president saying Friday there's a very good likelihood he'll close the entire border this week because Mexico isn't doing enough to help stop the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. Conway saying that Congress can fix the problem of immigration and that the U.S. has never seen such a surge in illegal immigration as it's been seeing in just the past couple of months. Georgia's controversial heartbeat abortion bill is now awaiting the governor, Brian Kemp's, signature. Lawmakers giving final approval to it on Friday. It outlaws most abortions as soon as a doctor can detect a heartbeat in an embryo. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin sharing some great news with his fans. He does not have cancer. The former Dallas Cowboys wide receiver had said last week he was awaiting biopsy results for possible throat cancer, but he said last night that his tests came back 100% clean. The 53-year-old thanking fans, though, for their prayers and support. Irvin said last week he was terrified at the prospect that he could have throat cancer. He said his father had died of the disease at the age of 51. A look at what was big at the theater box offices this weekend from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A former Disney animated feature is brought back to life. The remake of Dumbo is number one, coming in at $45 million. The scary picture directed by Jordan Peele, Us, is number two at $33 million. Slipping down to number three, Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at $20 million. Coming in at number four, the romantic novel about cystic fibrosis, 5 Feet Apart, is at $6 million. And at number five, the true story of what happens to a Planned Parent clinic director, the movie Unplanned, comes in at $6.1 million.
And today is April 1st, April Fool's Day. There is no clear origin of it, but the first recorded April Fool's Day was in France in 1582. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.